Hello everyone and welcome to Let's Talk in English. I'm Marie and today is going to be a great lesson.
And I'm your teacher, Peter. Are you ready to get started? Great! Today's topic is home.
And our title for today is Linda's New Apartment. Linda's New Apartment. Peter, do you have a lot of furniture in your apartment?
Well, in my living room I have a couch, my dining room has a table, I've got chairs, yeah, I've got furniture.
Sounds great! I need to buy more furniture for my apartment. Well, let's talk more about this after today's Read It with Peter.
Linda has a new apartment. It is on the third floor. She can walk up the stairs or take the elevator. Her apartment has two nice bedrooms, but she doesn't have much furniture. She has a bed, but it's small. She also has some chairs in the living room.
Wow, Linda must be excited. She has a new apartment.
Hey Marie, didn't you just move into a new apartment?
I did. I've been in my apartment for about 3 months. I have two bedrooms, two bathrooms, and a very nice living room. But I don't have enough furniture.
Well, what kind of furniture do you need?
Well, I need a table and a bed for my second bedroom.
Well, maybe I can help. I can help shop for your new furniture.
Thanks, Peter. You're a great friend. And you know who else is a great friend? Christina. Here she is with our keywords. Hi, Christina.
Hello, Linda 搬到新公寓去咯。她的公寓是有电梯的。电梯是 elevator, 所以回家的时候 she can take the elevator. 她的公寓有两间卧室。卧室就是 bedroom. Her apartment has two nice bedrooms.因为有亲戚要来 Linda 家，所以她还需要一张大床。她现在的床太小了。Her bed is small. 形容词 small 就是小的。至于其他的家具，她的客厅里已经有椅子了。椅子是 chair. She has some chairs. 客厅是 living room. She has some chairs in the living room.
How do you like your new apartment, Linda?
I like it a lot. It has two nice bedrooms.
That's good. Which floor is it on?
It's on the third floor. I can walk up the stairs or take the elevator.
That's very convenient.
Yes, it is. I just have one problem.
What's that?
I don't have much furniture.Rob and Linda are in the Jungle Cafe. They are talking about Linda's new apartment.
Linda's new apartment has two nice bedrooms.
Bedrooms. That's where beds are. And you sleep there every night.
And when you get dressed, you probably do that in your bedroom. Do you have a dresser? A dresser is a piece of furniture many people have.To keep their clothes in.
Yeah, and in many bedrooms, there are closets to hang your clothes.
You're right, Marie. Hey, Marie, you have a lot of clothes. Where do you keep them all?
Well, Peter, I have a very big closet. I keep most of my clothes in there. But I also have a dresser.
Wow, that's great. You know what? We've been talking a lot about furniture in this lesson.Let's go to Christina to learn more about this word, furniture.
Linda 有些烦恼，她家的家具很少。她说 I don't have much furniture. 名词 furniture 是家具，它有一个比较特别的地方，它是家具的统称，是不可数名词。对于不可数名词，我们有几点需要注意的。第一，既然是不可数，它前面就不可以加 a.或是 an, 也没有字尾加 s 的复数形态。 第二，不可以说 many furnitures。Many 很多是用来形容可数名词，所以要用 much furniture。第三，对于这样子不可数名词，你可以用 some。比如说 ，I need some more furniture， 也可以用 any。Do you need any new furniture？ 这是不可数名词使用时的一些原则。
Thank you, Christina. Friends, what kind of furniture do you have at home? Chairs, tables, a desk? Talk about it with your friends.
Linda's apartment is on the third floor. She can walk up the stairs or take the elevator.
Oh, I love taking the elevator. Elevators take you from one floor to another. They are usually inside apartment buildings or shopping malls.
Since I live on the fifth floor, I take the elevator every day.
Me too. I can go from the first floor to the 12th floor in only 30 seconds. It's very fast.
Yeah, but I just have one problem.
Really? With what?
No, Marie, I just have one problem. Is today's
calendar phrase.
I just have one problem.
I just have one problem.
我只有一个问题。
Let's go to a fancy restaurant.
Maybe. I just have one problem.
Well, then let's go shopping.
Maybe. I just have one problem.
Then let's go see a movie.
Maybe.I just have one problem.
What's the problem?
I don't have any money.
I do.
Great! Then there's no problem. Let's go.
I just have one problem.
I just have one problem.
我只有一个问题。
Hey, Peter, how about we practice? My brother's birthday is coming up, but I have one problem. I don't know what to get him.
Well, don't worry, Marie. I'll go shopping with you to help get a present for your brother.
Aw, hey, I think you should help Linda, too, because she doesn't have any furniture. Let's see what happens to Linda in Conversation B.
That's not a big problem. Do you have a bed?
Yes, I do.
Do you have some chairs?
Yes, I have chairs in the living room.
Then you have enough furniture. There's no problem.
Yes, there is. My aunt and uncle are coming. I have no bed for them.
Rob and Linda are still talking about Linda's apartment.
Yeah, Rob asks, do you have some chairs?
Hey, Marie, well, we have a chair right here, and I think it's time to just have a nice seat. Oh, ah, nice. It's just my size, too. Wow.
Peter, get up! You're not supposed to sit while we teach.
But this is way more comfortable. I think I can teach from here.
Hey, Peter.
Okay, fine. I'll stand up. But that is a nice chair.
Well, Linda has some chairs in her living room, too. Hey, that's what I need. I also need more chairs. I have a nice couch, but if I want people to come to my house, I need chairs in my living room.
That's a very good idea.More chairs in the living room. Living room. How about we talk about this word?
A living room is a room in a home. It's where many families watch TV, play games, and relax.
I spend most of my time in the living room. I read my books there.
I spend a lot of time there too. I watch TV and sometimes eat my dinner in the living room.
Are you guys in your living room right now, watching Let's Talk in English? Or maybe you're in your bedroom watching.
Linda has chairs in her living room, so when her aunt and uncle come, they can sit. But she doesn't have a bed for them.
That's right. Linda's aunt and uncle are coming. How exciting. Marie, do you have aunts or uncles?
Yes, I do. I have an aunt on my mother's side. My aunt is my mom's younger sister. She will visit me soon.
Well, it's always a nice break when family visit. Well, friends, we need to take a break right now. We'll see you right after this. Don't go away.
Welcome back, friends. Hey, Peter, I've been in my apartment for about 3 months now. Once I get all my furniture, I will invite all my friends over. I'll have a party.
That sounds like a lot of fun, Marie. Just make sure you have enough chairs. You don't want people sitting on the floor.
Don't worry, I'll have them. Hey, I wonder where Linda's aunt and uncle will sleep. Let's find out in Conversation C.
How's your new apartment, Linda?
It's fine. I like it. But I need another bed.
Why?
My aunt and uncle are coming. I need a bed for them.
Not really. You can sleep on the floor. They can sleep in your bed.
No, they can't.
Why not?
My bed is small. It's a bed for one person.
Alex and Linda are in the office. Alex asks Linda about her apartment.
Yeah, she says she needs another bed. Let's go to Christina to learn about this word, another.
Linda 还需要一张床。她说 I need another bed. 形容词 another 可以表达两种意思。它可以表示再一个又一个，也可以表达另外一个。这两个概念在中文里是不同的，但是在英文用都是 another。举例来说，它当作再一个又一个的意思的时候，可以说 Can I have another apple? 可以再给我一个苹果吗？或者 She wants another cup of coffee. 她还要一杯咖啡。如果把 another 当作另一个的意思的话，就可以说 She is moving to another country. 她要搬到另外一个国家去。或者你已经看过这部电影了，所以 Let's watch another movie. 我们再来看另外一部电影吧。
Thank you, Christina. You know, Peter, I think I want to get another cat. Suki wants a friend.
Another cat, Marie? Then you will have two cats. That is going to be a lot of work.
I know, but if I get another cat, he won't be so lonely.
How about you get another bed first?
I still need to do that, but I'm still going to think about getting another cat.
Well, at a restaurant, if you want more water, ask the waiter, "Can I have another glass of water, please?"
Or if you want more cake, you can say,I would like another piece of cake, please.
Well, I hope Linda gets another bed because her aunt and uncle are coming.
Yeah, and they can both sleep in Linda's bed. Linda says, my bed is small. Let's go to Rebecca to learn more. Hello, Rebecca.
Hello, friends. It's the most wonderful time of the lesson.That's right, we get to learn a grammar point. So, let's have some fun and learn it. My noun is adjective. For example, my house is big, or my dad is funny. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thank you, Rebecca. Hey, Marie, what are some things that you have that are small?
Oh, my cat is small. Oh, and these earrings I have, they're small.
Yeah, those are very small. Another word for small is tiny. And Linda's bed is tiny.
Friends, do you know what the opposite of small is?
Big. What things are big?
Oh, I know. Elephants. Elephants are very big. And America. America is a very big country.
Yes, it is. Friends, look around you. What can you see? What is small? What is big?
All right. Well, right now we have to review our keywords, so let's get started.
All right. Here's our first keyword of the day. Elevator. Elevator. Take the elevator to the 10th floor.
Bedroom. Bedroom. Two people sleep in this bedroom.
Small. Small. My car is small. It's for two people.
Chair. Chair. Please sit in this chair.
Living room. Living room. We can sit in the living room and talk. Okay, friends. Those are the keywords that we have for you today. And now, let's review our conversations one more time. Let's watch.
How do you like your new apartment, Linda?
I like it a lot. It has two nice bedrooms.
That's good. Which floor is it on?
It's on the third floor. I can walk up the stairs or take the elevator.
That's very convenient.
Yes, it is. I just have one problem.
What's that?
I don't have much furniture.
That's not a big problem. Do you have a bed?
Yes, I do.
Do you have some chairs?
Yes, I have chairs in the living room.
Then you have enough furniture. There's no problem.
Yes, there is. My aunt and uncle are coming. I have no bed for them.
How's your new apartment, Linda?
It's fine. I like it. But I need another bed.
Why?
My aunt and uncle are coming. I need a bed for them.
Not really. You can sleep on the floor. They can sleep in your bed.
No, they can't.
Why not?
My bed is small. It's a bed for one person.
Monkey Man.
Ginger, we already have a place to live.
But our place is too small.
Too small?
Yeah, I want an apartment with 10 bedrooms.
10 bedrooms? Why?
So it's big enough for 10 monkeys.
Oh, 10 bedrooms, 10 monkeys. What about me?
Oh, yeah, 11 bedrooms.
Ginger, that's silly.
And I want a great big bed.
10 monkeys and a great big bed. Why?
Because jumping on the bed is fun.
Huh?
10 little monkeys jumping on the bed.
One fell off and bumped his head.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Yeah. Let's move.
It's Monday, and that means it's time to answer it. All right, question one. Which floor is Linda's apartment on? Which floor is Linda's apartment on?
You can find the answer in conversation A. Linda's apartment is on the third floor. All right, here's question number two. Which floor is your apartment on? Which floor is your apartment on? Let's hear some answers from some of our friends.
Which floor is my apartment on? My old apartment was on the third floor. That was nice because I could walk up the stairs to my apartment. My new apartment is on the fifth floor. That's a lot more stairs, but it's nice to have all of the extra light and fresh air. My fifth floor apartment is on the top of the building, so I can also use the roof. That's great. I can use it for barbecues and growing a garden.
Which floor is my apartment on? My apartment is on the fifth floor. If I walk the stairs, it takes me about 3 minutes to walk to the fifth floor. But if I take the elevator, it takes only 30 seconds. Sometimes when I'm tired, I just take the elevator. But most of the time, because I want to exercise, I take the stairs.
What floor do I live on? I live on the first floor. I really like living on the first floor. It's very easy to go home. I don't have to go up a lot of stairs, and I don't need an elevator. I can just unlock my door and go inside. It's really nice. But I know some people like to live on higher floors.
Which floor is my apartment on? Why do you want to know? Are you going to come visit me? Well, if you do visit, my apartment is on the fourth floor, and that's a great floor. It's not too high, but I still have a very lovely view. And if the elevator breaks, I can still walk up. But I'd rather take the elevator. And so can you. Come visit me.
Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We had a great time with you today.
And make sure to join us tomorrow for another great lesson right here on...
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.